Then the unit that the let's talk about corn a minute. What does corn have? The parts of the corn have the corn.
The husks.
And what are they?
That's the outside covering.
Okay.
And then the kernels would be the corn itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the underneath would be the cobs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when they put the corn together in a unit, that is the part that grows up the highest.
Let's see what they.
You see them at Halloween time.
Yes, you see them. Yes. Well, I believe I'd call out a sheaf too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember how they, what they did with the oats? After the oats grew, then they did what to it?
What did they do with the oats? They do something with it.
They get big
put
machinery.
Put it in the beanery.
They put it in what?
They put it in the beanery, but then in the oat bin, I guess.
Do you remember hearing of farmers hiring a lot of other people to come in and do this for them, and the wife had to feed them because they had to cook
it's
for
harvest. It's harvest time.
And she had to cook for.
And she had to cook for. Oh, what did they? Yes, I've been on the farm when they do that.
I have too. It's a delightful time.
Oh yes.
Meals are terrific.
Yes, they are. What would they call it?
Threshers.
That's right. We're having threshers today. That's right.
And then what would they do to the wheat, or to the oats, and they would do what to it? They would, same word, they would...
Thrash the wheat and the oats, or whatever it was they were doing.
I guess that's what we're talking about. I don't know enough about the farm, right?
No, I don't either, I'm sure.
Well, suppose you were driving a car, and you give somebody a lift, and you stop and say, well, I'm sorry, this is all the...
this is the distance I'm going.
Or this is all the... all the distance, would you say?
Mm-hmm.
This is all the distance
mm-hmm.
I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite use far here, or this is all the young?
Well, this is all the young, the farther I'm going. Yes, I would use that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you divide some, let's say we're dividing something up. I'd say, this is mine and that is
yours.
Right? Room here. And this is yours and this is
mine.
And now you have a group of people on your side, and I have a group of people on my side. And I say, this is yours.
A row, not my row.
But no, the whole group of us here, not necessarily a row, just a group of us, and we're talking about a unit here. I'd say, this is yours, but this is...
mine.
But not mine, it belongs to the whole group of us, you see. This is, it's mine, it's also Joe's and Henry and Pete. This is
our group?
Or this is, that's the
my
word.
My group?
This is,
our group, my group, or your group, or...
Uh-huh. Or then it's ours?
Ours, mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people say, our?
No.
I didn't think you would.
No.
Then you'd say theirs, not theirs.
Yeah, no.
This is more southern, actually. I don't notice any southern aspects at all. Now, you're speaking to a group of people, and it's time for them to leave. And you say, you really want them to come back mm-hmm. again someday. You say, when are you...
when you'll be back?
Okay. If you want to know just exactly who the people were, who were present, you might ask somebody else who was also present. Well, just...
Who was there?